Buttonwood. A tourist's guide. The appeal of high-yielding emerging market dollar bonds.
The hunt for bonds that pay more interest to retirees and others requiring a fixed income has taken institutional investors to some exotic places in recent years. Last month, they alighted on Ghana, which issued $3 billion worth of euro bonds, as dollar bonds issued outside America are known. Ghana may be exotic, but it is also risky. Its government debt-to-GDP ratio was a hefty 78% in 2020. With such risks come rewards. The yields on Ghana's new euro bonds were roughly 8 to 9%. The alternatives are hardly compelling. The spread or additional yield over Treasury bonds offered by American corporate bonds is close to its pre-pandemic low and not far from its all-time low. For a given credit rating, an investor can usually get a wider spread over Treasuries, and thus a higher expected return, by buying the dollar bonds issued by an emerging market sovereign, says Yakov Arnopolin of PIMCO, a big bond fund manager. There are reasons for the discrepancy. Investors feel more comfortable owning corporate bonds because the Federal Reserve has, in effect, provided a liquidity backstop for the market since last March. American companies stand to benefit from President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion fiscal stimulus package. A rapid vaccine rollout means America's economy will get back to normal far sooner than most emerging markets. On top of this lies another factor. The risk of corporate default is something that can be calculated in a spreadsheet model, but working out the chances of a sovereign default is a more complex business. Start with the things you can put in a spreadsheet, such as debt loads. The IMF divides poorer countries into two categories, middle and low income. The first group saw public debt burdens rise by around 10 percentage points to 64% of GDP in 2020. Those for the second, which includes Ghana, rose by around 5 percentage points to 49.5%. Ghana's debt burden is thus well above that of its peer group. Like some other poor countries, it had a lot of lumpy dollar debts coming due in 2022 to 2024. That is why it used some of the proceeds of its recent sale to retire a euro bond maturing in 2023.